And time now for your letters. Mark Nymark writes that he took offense to our profile of a Philadelphia laboratory devoted to studying how people respond to different odors. He writes, "Your story on odor research included a foul offhand comment regarding the stench of the Paris Metro. Well, I will have you know, Mr. Inskeep, that while the smell in certain stations may be less than pleasant, even at its worst, it can hardly be called a stench. In fact, a few years ago, the Transport Authority held a survey to discover travelers' preferences as to the perfume to be used in the floor cleaning solutions used in the metro. My own preference was clean without any smell, thank you, but it was not on the list. While it's no Chanel No. 5, the masking fragrance used does its job well." And Mark signs his email, "From Paris, France." We also heard from Pamela Dalton from the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. We are happy to announce that the results are in from the test that they performed on my nostrils. I'm sure you've all been wondering what they found. She says, "The sample showed no bacterial or viral infection and very little evidence of allergic inflammatory response. Diagnosis, non-allergic rhinitis in the nose of an exceptionally good sport." If you want to give us feedback about what effect we're having on you, write us at watc@npr.org. That's watc@npr.org. And don't forget to tell us how to pronounce your name.